I want to tell you a story today about men, women, and sin. It's a trio that seems to be appearing multiple times throughout the scripture, starting with Genesis chapter 3. As you know the story, the serpent seduced Eve, Eve gave some to Adam, and they all got punished. However, what is interesting is the punishment of the woman. You see, all of them, the serpent, the woman, and the man, got punished. But the punishment of the woman is very interesting. It says, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor, you will give birth to children. And on top of that, your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. You will crave, you will lust, you will desire deeply to rule your husband. You will want to be on top of your husband, but he will rule over you." As a punishment for the woman, for Chava, Eve, Adam, the man, will rule over her. And that doesn't just apply for Adam and Eve, it applies for every man and woman throughout history. Now, what is also interesting is that in the very next chapter, Genesis 4, after Abel, Cain and Abel offered the sacrifices for the Lord, but the Lord accepted Abel and rejected Cain, the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Very interesting, the similarity between the curse of the woman and the instruction that God gives Cain as a man. Sin's desire is to have you, such as the woman's desire, but you must rule over it. Very interesting. Another interesting parallel is in the book of Esther, chapter 1, when King Ahasuerus, Melech Ahasuerus, Xerxes, has a feast. For 180 days, he displayed the vast wealth of his kingdom and splendor and glory of his majesty and got everyone drunk. And at the end of those 180 days, he had another feast for all the residents of Shushan, which was the kingdom city, the citadel, for another 7 days. And on the 7th day, when he was in high spirits from wine, he commanded his 7 eunuchs to bring him Queen Vashti, his wife, while she was wearing her royal crown in order to display her beauty to the people and nobles. But she refused to come. The king became furious and burned with anger. Now, since it was customary for the king to consult his experts in matters of law and justice, he asked them, "What should I do? She disobeyed me." And then one of his advisors seemed to be a wise man based on what he said, "Queen Vashti has done wrong, not only against the king, but also against all the nobles and the people of the provinces of King Xerxes. For the king's conduct will become known to all the women, and so they will despise their husbands and say, 'King Xerxes commanded Queen Vashti to be brought before him, but she wouldn't come.' This very day, the Persian Median women of the nobility who have heard about the queen's conduct will respond to all the king's nobles in the same way. There will be no end to the disrespect and discord. Therefore, if it pleases the king, let him issue a royal decree and let it be written that Queen Vashti is never again to enter the presence of King Xerxes, and also to give her royal position to someone else better than her." And then, of course, he sent messengers to all different provinces. And here you can see in the very last verse of the chapter, verse 22, he sent dispatches to all parts of the kingdom, to each province in its own script, and to each people in their own language, to make sure that everybody understands, proclaiming that every man should be ruler over his own household, using his native tongue. Very interesting how history repeats itself. Now, obviously, King Xerxes didn't make this up. This is written in Bereshit, the very first book of the scriptures, the book that was written by Moses about events that happened long, long before the days of Persia and Mede. But you can see how the women and the men keep going the same exact route. History keeps repeating itself. Sin is crouching at your door, desires for you. It desires for you, but you must rule over it. And women, of course, are more susceptible to spiritual influences from the devil. It's just how it is. Women, it doesn't matter if you get offended or not, or if you think it's chauvinist or whatever, that is the truth. A woman's covering is her husband. And a man's covering is God. A man must rule over his woman. A man must lead. This is the order of things, the way God made it. And if you don't live according to that order, well, you already know what happened to Cain. Sin waited at his door. And then, of course, he decided to kill Abel, and you know the rest of the story. If you don't, well, I highly suggest you read it. You say you believe in Christ, you believe in God, and yet you do not know his scripture, his word. Well, you know what happened to those people when they come to Yeshua at the end and say, Lord, Lord, and he's like, who are you? Who are you guys? And he's like, what do you mean? We called out your name, we rebuked demon in your name, and he's like, get away from me. I don't know you. So you do not want to be those people who do not know the word of the Lord. Educate yourself, and men, rule over your household. And lead with character, integrity, and godliness.